Committee on Rules and Administration to order. It's Thursday, February, or pardon me, February, April 5th. Seems like February. 4:30. We've got four bills here before us. First one, Senate File 2403, Senator Limmer. This is here because it was a so-called late bill. Senator Limmer.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Senate File 2403 is a collection of data practices provisions that came partially out of it. It's been put in the form of a delete everything amendment, but it's a collection of the Omnibus Data Practices Act or bill of last year, as well as some new provisions that have been recognized this year. It's rather a scaled down series of proposals. Most are brought in to us by, at the request of the Department of Administration. The bill is not as comprehensive as what it could be, but it, like I said before, it's a collection of clarifications and refinement of existing law. The reason why we need to go forward on a bill such as this is that we really have not had a data practices bill of any note for about 5 years. There was a little bit of a blockade in the House about 4 and 5 years ago, and in recent years we've been focusing more on budgets and focusing more on immediate issues, but now is the time to take care of some of these. Most are of housekeeping nature. I can go through the bill if you'd like very briefly, but some of the main highlights would be in Section 1, amending the definition of a responsible authority under the Data Practices Act to specify individuals and political subdivisions of who would be the responsible party for data. And number 2, it would combine government entity obligation provisions that appear in different sections of current law. It would be to codify into one section so it's easier to follow. One who follows data practices realizes that many of these provisions are scattered throughout law, and we, on occasion, on a regular basis, try to pull them into Chapter 13 on a regular basis, unless it's a medical data information that would be provided under Chapter 144. There are clarifications that need to be made in language governing what we call traveling data. That's data that would travel from the judicial branch to another government entity, and those would be needed to clarify that the provisions or the classification of the data would be continued as, let's say, private or not public data, would continue as the data travels. That classification must be kept sacrosanct in the classification so that people do not inadvertently share that data on individual citizens.
Senator Limmer, the purpose of the committee is to adjudge your lateness and provide you relief from that if we so adjudge the virtue of that lateness. Can you tell us a little bit about that, how the bill got late?
This was a collection, or like I said, this is a collection combined together. We were trying to put together a succinct bill through this particular session, and as we traveled back and forth between House and Senate to make sure that we got it to a more concise collection, we simply ran out of time. The urgency, though, is requested on the Department of Administration, as well as the fact that we have not had a real comprehensive review of data practices in about the last 5 years.
Members, why don't we just get into discussion on this. The motion, if it were to be, would be a motion to suspend Joint Rules 2.03 for Senate File 2403 for all further proceedings on the bill.
So moved.
Moved by Metzen. Any discussion on that? Okay, if not, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, nay, and the motion does is adopted. Thank you, Senator Limmer.
Thank you.
Is Senator Bonhoeff with us? Okay.
Bonhoeff.
Senator Bonhoeff, you're here. Senate File 2403, there are some legislative appointments here that need to be discussed. You want to just briefly tell us about those relative to the Sunset Commission?
Yes, Mr. Chair, members, and in full disclosure, I believe you'll see on the House floor an amendment that would completely change this provision, but nonetheless, this is the way the bill stands today. And so, Senate floor, excuse me. So on lines 8.8, it says, in addition, two members of the House of Representatives appointed by the Speaker and two members of the Senate appointed by the Subcommittee on Committees of the Committee on Rules and Administration shall serve as non-voting members of the Commission. The reason for that, members, is we had currently in the Sunset Commission bill set forth a provision that the Combative Sports Commission would be under the jurisdiction of one of the agencies. We felt as though there needed to be more oversight. In the bill that went before Judiciary, we followed the recommendation of the legislative auditor that the commission go into public safety because they, the legislative auditor felt they were particularly suited to do that. In Judiciary, Senator Limmer rejected that recommendation and put forward an amendment that turned them back into a commission that was just on probation. I was concerned that there was a tremendous lack of oversight, and so in speaking with other members who actually had knowledge, experience with this commission, I chose to mirror what we've done with the Council on Black Minnesotans and put legislators on the commission so that there could be some oversight. And that's why we were sent to rules, because in order to put members on a commission, we must be before here.
Okay. Members, here the motion would be that Senate File 2304 be recommended to pass or, frankly, not to pass, if that would be your wish. Yes, Senator Gerlach.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Senator Bonhoff, can you tell me which section you're looking at where you described which, you said, the legislative members and who they're appointed by? Which section in the bill are we looking at?
This is on page 8 of the fourth engrossment, lines 8.18 to 8.10.
Senator Gerlach, you find that?
Okay. One moment. Mr. Chairman and Senator Bonhoff, the reason I'm asking is you had, when you were reading it, you mentioned about how the appointments are by the Speaker of the House and then the Chair of the
Subcommittee on Committees of the Committee.
Yeah. And again, I don't see that on line 8.18 here. Am I looking at the wrong one?
8.8.
Senator Gerlach, 8.8.
There we go. Okay,
8.8.
Well, then, Mr. Chairman and Senator Bonhoff, the reason I'm asking is because this had been boilerplate language up to a few years ago, and what I've been doing is when Senator Rest chaired the State and Local Governments Committee, we started to change that, actually based on an observation or a critique I made of that, and that is that you shut out the minority party on that. When you make it the Speaker of the House or the essentially Senator Senjum, the Chairman of the Rules Committee. At that time, it was Senator Pogemiller, and I raised the issue that, well, then Senator Pogemiller really gets the say on every appointment, and certainly he consults with the Minority Leader, but he still has the final say. And so what we began to do in that committee is put separate language or different language in here, which specified that it would be majority and minority to make sure that that was balanced. And we started to do that, and now there have been several bills on the floor. In fact, just it was last week, somebody had a bill and Senator Rest made a motion to swap out that language. Has she talked to you at all, Senator Bonhoff, about that?
Senator Bonhoff?
Senator Gerlach, no.
Okay, she probably doesn't know that it exists. And what I would say is that you will face an amendment on the floor from Senator Rest, your seatmate, on this, of which I would support, and that is even being consistent, even though I'm in the majority. It's something that then Senator Bach has a greater say in this or whatever it might be down the road. But the point is that so you don't concentrate all that power into one person, but that both sides should have a say in these boards and commissions to make sure that they don't get too lopsided one perspective or the other. So I don't have that exact language right here in front of me. Do you, Mr. Byron, maybe you do?
Well, Senator Chairman, I know the Rules Committee isn't in the practice of amending bills, but I do think that's an appropriate amendment for this committee to consider. And I think previously we've kind of called it boilerplate language, but I imagine council has it.
Representative Mr. Bonner.
Mr. Chairman and members, the language you would want to include would be on line 8.9, delete everything after Senate and insert comma, including one member appointed by the majority leader and one member appointed by the minority leader, comma. And then on line 8.10, delete everything before shall.
Okay, and Senator Gerlach, go.
Mr. Chairman, then you, also, if I could ask Mr. Biden, then does that also cover the House of Representatives sides as well? Because you've got the Speaker. I think you're only covering the Senate portion.
Right.
Mr. Chairman and Senator Gerlach, you're right. I was focused on Senate business. I'll take a moment to supply that.
And Mr. Chairman and Mr. Bonner, I think you know from serving as counsel on that committee in the past years, I think that was, you probably remember these discussions and the language we put in. So,
Mr. Chairman and Senator Gerlach,
Bonner,
I do, and if I may point out, this is a possible topic for amending the Senate rules. The Senate rules provide that where appointments are to be made by the Senate, they'll be made by the Subcommittee on Committees.
Okay.
So the Senate could specify otherwise in its own rules. And just to supply the language that you wanted for the House, on line 8.8, after representatives, insert including one member, and then after speaker, and one member appointed by the minority leader.
That's a protection for you.
Senator Gerlach,
yes, Mr. Chairman,
would you like to, I want to ask you to articulate it, would you accept,
I would accept
as an amendment
the
language
offered? Recommendation on the language for that, and if Senator Bonhoff wants to comment on that.
Senator Bonhoff?
Mr. Chair, Senator Gerlach, thank you for putting that forward. That was my intention, and so I appreciate adding that language in this committee.
And that was a motion to include the stated language. Discussion on that? If not, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Okay, the amendment passes. Back to the bill. Again, the motion would be that the Senate file 2304 be recommended to pass or otherwise. As amended, I'm sorry.
So moved
by Roebling. Any further discussion? If not, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed nay. And the 2403 as amended is recommended to pass.
Mr. Chair, 2304.
I'm sorry. 2304. Thank you.
Children.
Pretty close. Thank you, Senator Bonhoff.
Thank you. And happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
Okay. Next, Senate file 2326. Peterson, This is a late bill. Okay. Senator Peterson, a late bill having to do with barber's licenses.
Mr. Chair and members, I do have an A2 amendment as well that was added in to match up with the House language. But essentially what happened on this bill, if I may proceed. I have the A2 amendment
okay,
there.
Okay. Senator, who would offer the A2 amendment for Senator Peterson? So moved by Senator Fischbach, the A2 amendment.
Mr. Chair and members, essentially what happened with...
Maybe just hold until we get it
sure,
distributed.
All right.
Yeah.
So much, you got two bills here?
Yeah. Well, shave.
Yeah. Okay. This one should be clipped. Or at least trimmed.
Oh, okay. Senator Peterson, would you describe your amendment?
Yeah, Mr. Chair, members, the amendment basically is an amendment that was added in the House, and so this is just an effort to get it matched up to with what the House language was, hopefully this bill is allowed to move forward.
Okay.
Probably.
And Senator Peterson simply deals with the cost, right, or budget?
That's a change in the dollar amount.
Change in dollar amount. Okay. Is there a motion to adopt the amendment? Moved by Metzen. Discussion. Roebling.
Thank you. And Senator Peterson, is this a special revenue fund?
Yes, that's my Mr. Chair and Senator Roebling. That's my understanding. Yes.
And Mr. Chair.
Senator Roebling.
And there's adequate funds available in the fund.
Senator Peterson.
That's my understanding, Senator Roebling. Yes.
Senator Limmer.
Senator Peterson, are we raising any fees?
Senator Peterson.
Yes, Mr. Chair and members, there is a fee increase that was brought forward by the industry. I can find that section for you.
Got to trim it down.
Yes, it'd be in section 2 of the bill. You can see the fees there for various services that the barber board provides to barbers.
Mr. Chair.
Senator Limmer.
As I look at this, it looks like there's new categories of fees, but I don't see a fee increase in any of the existing language. These are just new areas of retake of a written exam that was not in the list before, a renewal of a student permit or a letter of license verification or a reinspection. It doesn't appear to be any increases, with the exception of line 2.18, and there's actually a decrease. That fee has been trimmed. Mr. Chair.
Should be clipped.
Yeah. Mr. Chair.
Senator Peterson.
Yeah, there was some discussion in the first committee stop relating specifically to non-English-speaking barbers and their ability as they maybe have possibly failed the first test and the retake. Senator Torres-Ray had an amendment to reduce the retake amount, which was passed and implemented. But essentially, the board brought forward there was some significant costs incurred with the retake of tests after people failed the first one, and that was the reason for adding those particular fees.
Senator Limmer.
And one last question, if I could bring your attention to line 5.24 through 2.5, why would a board of barber examiners need to have a government issued photo identification as proof of identity?
Senator Peterson.
Make it consistent. Mr. Chair and members, I had not specifically asked my barber that question, but I did send this bill out electronically to four barbers and talked to two others in my community, and there was no opposition to that issue. I think much like a cab driver, Mr. Chair and Senator Limmer, is when somebody walks into a barber shop, I think it's important for the customer to know that that's the person that they're walking in to be serviced by the person that's been licensed and trained.
All right. Senator Limmer, I'm starting to think you want to give this bill a haircut. Okay, well, here we go. Senator Bach.
Mr. Chairman, Senator Limmer, why was, or maybe Senator Peterson can answer, why was it referred to judiciary but then withdrawn? Was it ever heard in judiciary? I see there's some administrative penalties in here, so I'm just wondering why Senator Limmer didn't feel a need to see them.
Senator Peterson?
Mr. Chair and members, I do have a message that came back from Senate Counsel. Originally, they had asked to see it and had flagged it because it was unclear relating to the penalties you mentioned, but then after I sent a note back questioning the status of the bill. Senate counsel was willing to review it again, and then they came to the conclusion that their current law does appear to cover the provisions in Section 1.54.161 is the reference to the statute that I got it back in their message, which is why they suggested to me we try to bring it to rules.
Further discussion on the bill. Senator Roebling.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'm just wondering if, I hate to do this, but we meet, if it shouldn't come to finance. The money appears, I think it goes into the general fund and is reappropriated out.
The Barber's Guild.
And there is no deadline in finance. So if it goes there, we can get it out without coming back here.
Senator Olbrich, will you be having some hearings, or probably so?
Yes, Mr. Chair.
Senator Olbrich, that could be a motion. You recommended to pass and referred to finance.
That would be my motion.
Senator Olbrich makes a motion that Senate File 2326 be recommended to pass and referred to finance.
Other
and
people
that would
are
be
using the symbol.
Okay, without amendment.
Oh, yes.
As amended. The recommended, Senate File 2326 as amended be recommended to pass and referred to finance. Discussion on that? Not. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed nay, and it's so done. And lastly, Senator Peterson, Senate File 1199, prevailing wage provisions and modifications. Senator Cohen, I believe, brought a Rule 21 provision to this bill, so it is before us today, and that is reference to proper referral.
Mr. Chairman.
Senator Peterson or Senator Cohen, would you
Mr. Chairman, let me just
make your point?
Just quickly, the bill was heard this morning in the Finance Committee, and it deals with prevailing wage. And Senator Peterson obviously explained the purpose of the bill. The concern I had was a matter of consistency, certainly in terms of state employees or state contracts. You're talking primarily road contracts, transportation contracts, although the bill is a general bill. There was a bill authored, and Mr. Chairman, what happened is the bill was not heard last year, so on Rule 47 was sent back to Finance. And that's how it ended up in the committee this morning. And so the motion was to send it to the floor, as had been the case last year. However, there was a bill introduced last year by Senator Dames that dealt with prevailing wage. And on March 14th of this year, it was passed out of, I think, Sarah Michelle's committee. It was sent to Transportation because it dealt with prevailing wage modification, as does Senator Peterson's bill, but went to Transportation because obviously it dealt significantly with it deals with, I'm looking at the Dames bill, which is Senate File 827, for highway projects and projects on underground facilities. So it went to Transportation. But it struck me that to be consistent, we should have both bills go to Transportation so that we can take a look at what's being done in the context of what is the major state involvement, which are the transportation contracts. And for that purpose, made the Rule 21 motion this afternoon on the floor.
Okay. Senator Peterson, comments?
Yeah, Mr. Chair and Senator Cohen, the clear difference between the Senator Dames bill that you're referencing and this bill as amended this morning is that this includes all workers and not just transportation workers, which is, I think, an accurate designation in terms of the path that the bill took last year in terms of going from jobs to finance and then to general orders. And that was the same path that that this amendment has headed down and took, quite frankly, after it came from finance. So there is not a specific transportation focus in this bill as there is with Senator Dames' bill.
Well, Mr. Chairman.
Senator Cohen.
And Senator Peterson is correct. His bill is an all-inclusive bill. The Dames bill is dealing with transportation. But because so much of the state involvement would be transportation, it would seem to me to be, one, consistent, two, to make sure that the bills are on a parallel track. If we're going to pass them, let's make sure we know what we're doing relative to, I don't know if there's an inconsistency between the Dames bill and Senator Peterson's bill, but since the one bill is going to transportation, it seemed to me that this bill ought to go to transportation as well.
Okay.
And Mr. Chairman,
Senator Peterson
make that
or other members of the committee?
Mr.
Senator Roebling?
You know, this really does cover everything that state government does, I guess. I mean, it could be a highway project. It could be a health and human services building. It could be painting buildings that the DNR does, has in its projects. And it, you know, and I think that because it went to the Jobs and Economic Growth Committee already, and Finance is an overarching committee that oversees things like this for everything, that it was appropriately referred. And I don't think that this would have to go back to transportation.
Other comments, members?
Mr. Chairman, made the argument, so I'd move that Senate file, and it's what, Senate file 1199, be recommended to pass, and we refer to the Committee on Transportation.
Senator Cohen moves that the Senate file 1199 be recommended to pass and referred to transportation. Senator Bach?
Well, I want to speak in support of that. I mean, the change on line 1.2 that changes the threshold that prevailing wage applies from $25,000 to $500,000 is a significant change in law. I mean, a lot of smaller bridges won't come under the state's prevailing wage law any longer because of that. And I think that is, I mean, a lot of small bridges are smaller than that, and they're covered today, and they won't be covered if this passes into law. That's a significant change.
Okay. Senator Peterson?
Mr. Chair and members, to that point, I would argue there's far more projects that involve painting, that involve re-roofing, that involve heating and air conditioning, that involve window replacement, door replacement, landscaping. And again, so the bridge or the transportation portion of this bill is really minimal and a very, very small percentage.
Okay. So, Senator Cohen.
Mr. Chairman, I just would ask for a roll call on my motion. Cohen.
Roll call has been called. So the amendment, the motion being that Senate file 1199 be recommended to pass and referred to transportation. Roll call.
Senator Bach.
Yes.
Senator Cohen.
Yes.
Senator Fischbach.
No.
Senator Gerlach.
No.
Senator Limmer.
No.
Senator Metzen.
Yes.
Senator Ortman.
No.
Senator Roebling.
No.
Senator Senjum.
No. Oh, the vote being... three yeses and six noes, the motion does not prevail. Are there any other motions?
Mr. Chair?
Yes.
I move that Senate file 1199 be recommended to pass and sent to the floor for general orders.
Senator Roebling, the recommended motion is that a motion that the previous committee report from Finance for Senate File 1199 be adopted and amended, and when so amended, the bill be recommended to pass. Would that be your motion?
Mr. Chair, I don't think we amended it. Oh, the committee report? Okay, it was amended in committee. You're right.
Okay. Might that be your motion?
That would be my motion, Mr.
Okay.
Chair.
Senator Roebling so moves. Discussion on that amendment. If not, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay?
No.
Chair's in doubt. Hands.
I think it's 6-3, isn't it?
Okay, still 6-3.
6-3.
Motion passes. Republicans are just a little wore down.
Well, that's been over 70
okay.
days.
So. No other business before the committee. Committee stands adjourned, and a blessed holiday week.